Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. From today, inshallah, we'll start to read from Surah Al-Kahf. Okay? Because of the blessings of Surah Al-Kahf, we will start to recite from Surah Al-Kahf, and we'll start to learn about the meaning and the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah. Every class, inshallah, we will read around 5 verses from Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah, and we will learn its meaning, and we will learn, you know, the lessons from Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is Surah number 18, and inshallah, we will read from verse 1 to verse 5. So now I will read, and you read after me, inshallah. Okay, you get Surah Al-Kahf? You get it? I will read the 5 verses first in Arabic, then I will read them in English, okay, and then I will recite, and you recite after me, and then we learn the lessons as usual, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitab. الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. Okay, can you read it in English? You have participation.
Yeah, which half are down?
From 1 to 5. The
one to five?
From 1 to 5.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are Allah's, who has sent down to his slave, Muhammad, peace be upon him, the book, the Quran, and has not placed therein any crookedness. He has made it straight to give warning to the disbelievers of a severe punishment from him, and to give glad tidings to the believers in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, who do righteous deeds, they shall have a fair reward. They shall abide therein forever, and to warn those, Jews, Christians, and pagans, who say, Allah has begotten a son, or offspring, or children. No knowledge have they of such a thing, nor had their fathers. Mighty is the word that comes out of their mouths. He begot sons and daughters. They utter nothing but a lie.
Okay. So actually, first we must know about the special blessings of Surah Al-Kahf. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever memorizes the 10 ayat, the 10 verses, first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, the 10 ayat from the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, he will be protected from Ad-Dajjal. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever memorizes 3 ayat also from Surah Al-Kahf. Actually, but the hadith which is mostly known is that whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from Ad-Dajjal. Ad-Dajjal is a man who will be around in the world at the last days of the worldly life, and actually he will cause the people, you know, to be deviated from the Islamic monotheism, and so to be protected for him is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever memorizes 10 verses from the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from him, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, it will illuminate him with light from one Friday to the next one. And actually it is the habit of most of the Muslims to recite Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, the day of Friday. That is to say, to recite it on Friday before Maghrib prayer. Okay? According to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will illuminate him with light from one Friday to the next. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf as it was revealed, it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. So for Surah Al-Kahf especially, you know, it is about its recitation and its illumination from Friday to the next, and its illumination on the day of resurrection according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, regarding this surah, actually we need to know that this surah is around the belief that faith must be the basis for your evaluation of concepts, ideas, practices, and values. So when someone will ask you, what is the basis for your evaluation of any concept, any idea, any practice, or any value, your answer will be, my faith is the basis for the evaluation of everything in my life. This surah is around this meaning, and actually this surah includes many stories. First, the story of the sleepers in the cave. The second is the story of the man with the two gardens. Third, a reference to Adam and Satan. Fourth, the story of Moses and the pious man. Fifth, an account on Dhulqarnayn. These stories, they take 71 out of 100 verses of the surah. So 71 out of 100 are stories, and the remaining verses are comment on the stories and outline the lessons to be learned from them, and also some scenes of the day of resurrection. This is Surah Al-Kahf, and inshallah we will learn how to recite it, and then we will learn the meaning. Now I will recite and you recite after me, and then I will tell you the meaning inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله الذي
أنزل على
عبده
الكتاب
ولم
يجعل
له عوجا. Again,
الحمد
لله
الذي
أنزل
على
عبده
الكتاب
ولم
يجعل
له
عوجا
قيما
لينذر
بأسا
شديدا
من
لدنه
ويبشر المؤمنين
الذين
يعملون
الصالحات
أن
لهم
أجراً
حسناً
ماكثين
فيه
أبداً
وينذر
الذين
اتخذ
الله
ولدا
ما لهم
به
من
علم
ولا
لآبائهم
كبرت
كلمة
تخرج
من
أفواههم
إن
يقولون إلا كذبا. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. Sisters, inshallah, next week, those whom they know how to read, I will ask you to read. Okay? I don't want to ask you now because I am under the impression that it is not easy for you to read. Can you read now? Yalla, go ahead and read. Yes, what is it? Yes. One by one, verse by one.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيمًا لينذر بأسًا شديدًا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
ماكثين فيها أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
Number five.
لآبائهم
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
Okay. Can you start again? Start two verses and give the rest. Start from the start. Alhamdulillah. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر للمؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا.
وينذر الذين قالوا أتأسى الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لها بهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كسبان
Under the impression that Surah Al-Kahf, you know, is not like the 30 part of the Quran. It is more, you know, of the big words of the Quran. I was feeling that to move you to, you know, this part of the Quran will be difficult for you, the beginners, to read. But mashallah, this is excellent. Alhamdulillah. I'm very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, that you are improving. Yeah, alhamdulillah. And I pray to Allah, inshallah, that all of you will be like her, inshallah. Inshallah. But you know, she is practicing. You see, this is the most important for the Quran, is the practice, alhamdulillah. And also she's having the blessing of practicing, alhamdulillah. Okay, regarding the tafsir of this surah, actually this surah, in the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His holy self. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about Himself, all the praises and thanks are to Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say all praises and thanks are to Him, every human being must say this word all the time, Rahim. We must learn this rule from the Quran. Allah is praising Himself, so we Muslims must have one word on our tongue all the time in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising His holy self at the beginning and end of matters. And all of us sisters must learn this. When you begin something, you have to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And at the end, actually, we ended our dua also with Alhamdulillah. At the end of every dua, if you notice that after I finish my English dua, I use three words from Surah As-Saffat, which is Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun Wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay, so when you finish anything, you must finish it with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, because actually Allah is the one who gave you know, the power to do any deed. So you must be thankful for Him at the beginning and thankful for Him at the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to be praised in all circumstances. All praise and thanks must be to Allah in the beginning and in the end. He praises Himself before revealing His mighty book, the Quran, to His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the greatest blessing that Allah has granted the people on the earth. So again and again, sisters, we Muslims need to have these concepts clear in our spirits. When someone will ask you, what is the greatest blessing that Allah has granted the people on the earth, we are not supposed to say the big house in River Oaks, or the big car, or the bank account. Okay, as most of the people believe that the most blessing which Allah can grant me will be, you know, the wealth, you know, or the prestige or the high qualification. For Muslims whom they are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they must believe that the greatest blessing that Allah has granted the people on the earth is the Holy Quran. Okay, because it is the book of the mercy and the book of the cure on the earth. No one can be cured, no one can have a healthy spirit except when he or she has a link with the Quran. Through the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings out people out of darkness into the light. You know, sisters, our problem is that we read these words and we repeat these words, but we don't live these words and we don't feel these words. And because of that, the Quran is not the greatest blessing in reality in our life. But if you live the Quran with your heart and if you feel the Quran with your spirit, you will believe that the Quran is the only way to bring you out of the darkness of the confusion which most of the people are living in, into the light of the truth which only the believers are having. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the book a straight one. The Quran is the straight book. What is the meaning of the straight book? The Quran is the book which has the straight rules which will lead you to the truth on the earth. Okay? If you want to follow the people will always use twisted ways for anything. But the Quran is the book of the rules of the straight way. If you want to be a straight person, if you want to judge your way of life, it is a straight one or it is a twisted one, check your rules of the Quran. Are you living the rules of the Quran in your life? If you are living the rules of the Quran in your life, this means that you are living a straight way of life. If you are not living the rules of the Quran as a way of life, you are living a twisted way of life which will not lead you to anything at the end of the life. Maybe during the life you can earn a lot of worldly enjoyment which are deceiving, but at the end, at the moment of the death, when your real life will start, you will realize that you lost the whole worldly life because you live a twisted way of life and you never live with the Quran, the straight way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the book the guidance to the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a lot of warning to disbelievers in this book. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a lot of good news to the believers in this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Quran a straightforward to give warning of the severe punishment for those whom they disbelieve in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He is warning of the severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those whom they don't believe in the Quran, and to the glad tiding for the true believers in the Quran. So inshallah, if you are a true believer in the rules of the Quran and you live your way of life according to the rules of the Quran, you will have a lot of glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran. In spite of the fact, when you look around you, most of the people will feel that you are a stranger and you are not belonging to them and you have your own way of life and they are not happy with you because you know you are not following them. But when you will recite the Quran, inshallah, you will always have the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will, the only power, the only mercy in this life. If I have the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the only will, the only control of all the affairs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only mercy is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the only mercy, the only will, the only power give me glad tidings, all praise to Allah. This is more than enough for me. But Mona, most of the people are not happy with your way of life. This is none of my business because they are equal to zero, because they are nonsense. Yes, you know, this is how the believer must live the life with full confidence, with high mood, full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very good spirit, Why? Because all praise to Allah. I receive a lot of glad tidings every day when I recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is clarifying that the most important reward for the believers will be the paradise where they shall abide therein forever. All praise to Allah. When you will feel this reality with the depth of your heart, you will tell to yourself, whatever hardship I live in this worldly life equal to nothing, so long I have the promise. Sisters, I want, inshallah, always to have the glad tidings, the first five verses of Surah Al-Kahf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the true believers with the paradise, and there they shall abide in forever. No, you know? Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning those whom they say Allah has begotten a son. Actually, there are many people whom they say that the angels are the daughter of Allah. Others, they say that Allah has a son. All those people, Allah is warning them because they don't have any knowledge of such a thing. Okay? The knowledge is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah is clarifying that they don't have any knowledge of such a thing, nor had their fathers. None has knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has a son or he has daughters. Mighty is the word that comes out of their mouth. They utter nothing but a lie. Okay, and again, sisters, we must be very careful when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because actually, whoever talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must use the characters and attributes which Allah mentioned about himself. Because we, human beings, we don't know anything except what Allah is teaching us in the Quran about himself. So when I want to talk about Allah, I will use the words which Allah mentioned about himself in the Quran or on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other than this, you come and tell me, Sister Mona, I have knowledge about Allah. I tell you from the Quran, you tell me no. I tell you from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell me no, I tell you are a liar. Immediately. Because none knows anything about Allah except from the Quran or from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? So actually I will stop here. Okay? And inshallah we will continue next week about Surah Al-Kahf. Let us recite again the five verses because I want you to know how to recite. Inshallah. And alhamdulillah now we know the meaning. Actually, if you know how to recite, you can keep on reciting these five verses every day, five times. By the end of learning Surah Al-Kahf, you will be able to memorize Surah Al-Kahf. And then inshallah you will be able to read it every Friday very simply. So you will have the reward of memorization of Surah Al-Kahf. So try from today to recite Surah Al-Kahf, five times per day. Okay, you can listen to our recording or you can listen to it from any sheikh, but get the opportunity to memorize Surah Al-Kahf while we are on the plan to have five verses every week, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sisters. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد
الحمد
لله
لله
الذي
الذي
أنزل
أنزل
على
على
عبده
عبده
الكتاب
الكتاب
ولم
ولم
يجعل
يجعل
له
له
عوجا
عوجا
قيما
قيما
لينذر
لينذر
بأسا
بأسا
شديدا
شديدا
من
من
لدنه
ويبشر
المؤمنين
المؤمنين
الذين
الذين
يعملون
يعملون
الصالحات
الصالحات
أن
أن
لهم
لهم
أجرا
أجرا
حسنا
حسنا
ماكثين
ماكثين
فيه
فيه
أبدا
أبدا
وينذر ينذر
وينذر
الذين
الذين
قالوا
قالوا
اتخذ
اتخذ
الله
الله
ولدا
ولدا
ما
ما
لهم
لهم
به
به
من
من
علم
علم
ولا
ولا
لآبائهم كبرت
كبرت
كلمة
كلمة
تخرج
تخرج
من
من
أفواههم
أفواههم
إن
إن
يقولون
يقولون
إلا
إلا
كذبا
كذبا
صدق الله.